Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Can a fake religion have the same power as a real one? A new movie asked just that question. It bills itself as the true story of a false prophet.
So many of us look to the wisdom of the East to solve our problems in the West. Growing up in America, I too had a lot of questions. And I met a lot of religious leaders who claimed to have the answers. But were these gurus real or just full of it? To find out, I decided to impersonate a spiritual leader and build my own following. That's how I became Kumare.
Hello.
That's filmmaker Vikram Gandhi, director and star of a new documentary called Kumari. It sets out to explore what Gandhi calls the spiritual placebo effect, cultivating a personal mythology and teaching and perfecting thick, fresh off the boat Indian accents. He grew a thick beard, put on orange robes, and traveled to Arizona, where he quickly acquired a cult following. What follows is the story of a charismatic guru named Kumari and his surprising influence on ordinary Americans seeking spiritual guidance. The film won the Audience Award for Best Documentary at the 2011 South by Southwest Film Festival. It opens in theaters next week. And I spoke with filmmaker Vikram Gandhi last week. We started by listening to an excerpt from the documentary.
Illusion is that this place is somehow better than outside. It is very nice dish, I think. But you can find yoga center inside.
So you created a cult from scratch. What kind of research do you do to prepare yourself to create a guru persona and a cult?
You know, for Kumare specifically, I looked at Indian mythology. I looked at the characters I grew up learning about when I was a kid, Hindu deities, Jesus, Buddha, just the big ones. I mean, why go small?
Obviously, you want to aim big, but I wonder if your intention at the beginning was something more on the lines of Borat, if this was meant to be a more humorous film rather than the really kind of transformational film that it became.
You know, my intention was to make a movie that challenged me and not to make a movie I had seen before. So if anything, Borat was a distraction because, you know, I didn't have a genre. I didn't have a film that I was basing this on. So it's very easy to go to movies that are already made. The idea of it being a comedy and being serious, that's to me what life is. So there wasn't any reason that they couldn't work together in a film. And we always knew it was going to go into intense places.
But when you're working with this kind of faith, when you're dabbling in this kind of belief system, and that can be a really intense kind of volatile thing. I mean, we just had the incident out in the West where one man died when he left a yoga retreat there. And I wonder if that concerned you, if you were worried about fanaticism.
Well, I mean, I think if you wonder why a death happened like that, is it because of the organization he was in or is it because of the people, you know? I can't actually say that something like that is the fault of the organization. But yeah, you're dealing with faith, but faith is funny. I mean, we believe in general in ridiculous things. I think most of organized religion is based on illogical premises, you know? So I don't think I think just because something is super serious doesn't mean it's funny. Like if somebody asked me, what is this, a joke? I'm like, yeah, it's a very serious joke. That's what I was trying to make, was a really serious joke.
And yet you seem to have come through the entire movie with discovering what faith meant for you, discovering what you yourself could believe in. What was that?
You know, strangely, when people ask me, like, are you surprised that people believe in Kumar? I always said, I'm not, because I would have believed in him, because he believes everything that I believe in. And it's nice to be validated by somebody who's respected, you know. In a way, what Kumari taught was just exactly what I believe in, you know, which was that, yeah, I don't think I need to follow some organized religion. I don't need to follow someone from a foreign land. That it is, you know, the answers are inside of me and inside of everyone. It's just really hard to tap into that.
And yet there's that moment in the film when you're doing the blue light exercise.
Your focus, this blue light, continue.
feeling your whole body. Pure love, pure happiness.
And the blue light started out as kind of a joke. And yet there's that moment when you're saying that you felt something in the room, that when everyone was pouring their energy, what they thought of as their energy, into the center as a community, that you felt something. What did you feel?
Well, I mean, the blue light didn't start off as a joke. It just started off as something that was made up. So I figure, what does it matter if I made it up or somebody who is just as big, as confused as me 1,000 years ago? It worked. I'm sure when whoever thought of these, you know, older meditation was like, wow, this is really working for people. Maybe I should go with this. I'm just guessing, but I'm pretty sure it was made up by somebody. So I felt the blue light because it's about the power of imagination. And it's hard to imagine, to sit there and imagine a blue light. And when you can focus your mind like that, you get an experience that people benefit from. And so there's nothing, it doesn't matter if it's made up, right? It's already your internal experience. So to me, I just realized that that's really what mattered. It didn't matter if there was anything authentic. What's inauthentic about blue light? I mean, that's what's all around us, right?
The people that you interact with in your cult, there's a former cocaine addict, there's a death penalty attorney, there's a single mom whose kids have left for college, all of them looking for healing of some kind. Did any of them find it, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, I only know what people tell me. So one of the things is that I didn't know what was going on in people's heads most of the time. In fact, there were times I said, you know, I'm a terrible guru. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I would hear, you know, somebody talk to camera and say, I really believe in what this man speaks about.
What do you think that's a result of, though? I mean, if you're a fake guru, which I'm going to ask you in a moment if you think that you were, but if you were a fake guru, if what you were saying was, for the most part, made up, then what was it that inspired them to make changes?
Well, I am Kumari is a real fake guru as opposed to a fake real guru. So people are making changes, and the whole point was they're making changes because of themselves.
Let's take a listen here.
I will always remember Kumari. I will remember him from the day I die. I will tell my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids about this wonderful person that came into my life and changed me.
Let me ask you, though, when you went into this, did you play out in your mind how you would tell your followers that you were a real fake guru, how that script would go?
Oh, yeah. Every day I thought about it. every day I thought, oh, yeah, how is this? How am I going to do that?
I don't want to give anything away, but when it did happen, did the results surprise you?
I was constantly surprised the entire time. I still watch the film. When I do watch it, which I try not to do. But when I have watched it again, you know, I sometimes look and say, I can't really believe this happened.
So now looking back, when you think about cults, either destructive ones, violent ones, or benevolent cults or gatherings like this of people, do you feel like you understand better the mentality that brings people into those kind of organizations?
I understand. Yeah, I think I do understand better. I think I understand why there is a need for spiritual leadership, especially in our country, in America. I mean, we're all looking for where the adults are in our culture, who are the people to look up to. And so when people do have a story or a narrative that gives life purpose and meaning, it's something that, you know, is rare. And I get that, you know. And Kumari gave people a story and a narrative and a structure to life and a purpose for living and some hope. And so it's very seductive. I think that a lot of people are looking for that. You know, what we call a cult, I think, is judged on how many people believe in someone, right? You know, some cult leaders, if they go really big, they get invited to the UN, and they're a dignitary. We can say what one community does is a cult and what the other community does is a religion, but it's hard to judge. But I just think if people are questioning and using all their faculties when they're involved in something and they believe in it, then it's hard to tell them not to do it.
Vikram Gandhi is director of the documentary Kumari. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.